5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the raging redhead, Cam Stewart. We're also on the clock right now. We've got basketball and football kicking off, tipping off, and everything else in between. Let's start off with the football. North Texas and Louisiana Tech on the board. North Texas getting a point in this football game against the Louisiana Tech football team that hasn't played a game in a long time. They haven't played since Halloween. Think about it. We're in December.
Exactly.
They haven't played since Halloween. The Raging Redhead, crazy. Cam Stewart, steps up and in. Cam, I'm on the mean green. What do you got?
Know what I like today? I'm with you, Morenci. You know what? I like this show tonight. So far, so good. We're on the same side here, and I hope that's a good thing. I like the mean green, too. Here's the thing. It's probably going to be a tight game, but you said it. Louisiana Tech, you could look up and down. They're a bit a better of a team than the mean green, but the mean green at least are playing football. They're at home. We're getting a point. I'm going to take the mean green. I think they win this game by like a touchdown. I think we're in a good spot here.
Louisiana Tech are better than North Texas, but not by –
by a lot.
It's not exactly like North Texas. They're overmatched physically. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Louisiana Tech's offense has been struggling this year. At least their ground game has been struggling. So they're pass happy. North Texas can move the ball, but they can't stop anybody. So yeah. It's one of these football games. Is it a lock? No. Every lock has a key, but it's a football game that's kicking off. And considering that there's no NFL, you know what? You're going to bet it. You're going to shut up, you're going to bet it, and you're going to like it. All right?
Yeah.
There it is.
Bet it and forget it.
Bet it and forget it. Bet it and we'll move on. We're going to bring Joe Lisi on in a couple of minutes, actually, get his take on this as this game kicks off, and it'll still be early. Obviously, there'll be in-game betting that we'll track throughout the night. We've got Air Force and Utah State a little bit later on. Tricky contest. Maybe Utah State have turned a corner. We'll break that down with Joe Lisi. But we got college basketball. And, you know, this college basketball season is absolutely insane, in which you've got West Coast teams playing in casinos in Connecticut. You've got other teams booking games against opponents, like standing on street corners. Hey, we'll play you tomorrow if you want. We'll play in 2 days. Where you want to play, we'll play. Right? You've got teams that are playing like just, oh, yeah, we'll play you. Like teams are making up their schedule as they go along. And I just find it bizarre, World Cup. Like the USC Trojans are at the Mohegan Sun. Meanwhile, Washington and Utah are playing conference action. Like, I don't know what the hell is going on. Like, we're all over the place here. But one thing I do know is that the Washington Huskies blow. They've got big problems. They lost their two leading scorers. They've got, like, depth issues. They can't score. Cam, they're 8-for-44 from three-point territory so far this year. Listen.
That's gross.
They got, you know, they got beat up by Baylor. No shame in that. Whatever. Baylor's one of the best teams in the country. But they lost by 15 to Riverside, Cam. The Washington Huskies lost by 15 to Riverside. I think they get toasted tonight, even though it's Utah's first game.
I agree 100%. 2-for-2 with our same picks. I like Utah. That line 7. I think Utah wins this game by like 16, almost 20 points there. I think they blow Washington right out of the gym. The Utes program is better. I agree, Morenci. I think we can get a double-digit win and a cover here.
Yeah, you look at this Washington Husky basketball program. Taking a real... taking a downward spiral. And in fact, you know what? The entire Washington sport programs.
I agree.
To be honest with you. Shout out to our radio affiliates. It's game time. Indecisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. Nah, we've got picks.
I got decisions now. Yes.
Yeah, we've made our decision. Are they good decisions? We don't know. We don't know, but we've made our decision. We don't sit on fences here. We might fall off the fence. We get cut up on the barbed wire on the fence. We never sit on it, though. We don't sit on it. All right, so Louisiana Tech and North Texas have begun. They're already 2 minutes in, guys. So this is what we've got going on tonight. There's no Thursday night football in the National Football League, obviously. Two football games. Louisiana Tech, North Texas just started. Game basically was a pick 'em slash Louisiana Tech were minus one for the most part. They were minus one all day. The game has started. Both me and Cam are on North Texas in this game. I took North Texas plus the one, and I also played a little teaser, North Texas plus 8 to the over, 58.5 as well. College basketball laying the points with the Utah Utes against the visiting Washington Huskies. As this Washington Husky basketball team, guys, lost their two leading scorers. Depth is an issue. They can't score. That's their problem. They can't score. They lost by 15 points to Riverside. I think they scored like 42 points. I think it was 57-42, something like that.
Disgusting.
They've got problems. Not to mention, you know that little Timmy can ball. Timmy Allen. This guy can play. Timmy Allen can ball. I don't know what's up with Timmy's. There's a guy, Timmy, on Gonzaga, too.
Yeah. T-I-M-M-E. Timmy.
Yeah, they call it Timmy. Yeah.
He fouled out last night. Like, thank God we got that cover. Hey.
But Ken, let me ask you. If your name is Timmy Allen, do you go with Timmy Allen, or do you tell him, no, it's Tim Allen? But is it Tim Allen, that coke-dealing comedian?
That's right, yeah. That's right. Like, home improvement. Wilson. That's right.
Oh, no. It looks like I killed Wilson. Back to jail for me. So, like, I'm thinking, you know, you're a grown man. How many grown men are named Timmy? I think it's time. You know, kid scored 17 points a game. I'm calling him Tim. Game time decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table. with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gable Moretti. We're kicking it with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's get right down to business right now. Louisiana Tech and North Texas have kicked off. Louisiana Tech moving the football right now. Both me and Cam on the mean green. Let's bring in Joe Lisi, see what he has to say about this contest. What's going on, Joe?
I'm amped up. I was talking about it in the commercial break. I love the games this Saturday, but we have action tonight with La Tech and North Texas. La Tech hasn't played in a month, guys. October 31st was their last game. It's a short number. I lean to La Tech, but I'll root it in for North Texas with you guys.
Yeah, this is a tough contest. It's a North Texas. We know that North Texas can move the ball. The question is, will they be able to stop Louisiana Tech tonight? Louisiana Tech moving the ball already. I think there should be some points put up on the board. What about tonight's game here, Joe, with Air Force, in which their schedule has been very stunted throughout the season as well. They look good at times. It's been a weird year for everybody. This
it really,
year.
And you it get, really has.
You get Utah State that's been terrible, but, they made the quarterback change. There seems to be, they have some energy. They won last week against New Mexico. But, guys, that's flying under the radar here, Cam, about Utah State. A bunch of kids have transferred. Like, a bunch of dudes entered the transfer portal. Like, six guys, as you would know, Lisi. So talk to me about Utah State tonight. I know they're happy about the quarterback that they've got. You can throw the ball. The offense is definitely showing a spark right now. And they kicked the starting quarterback off the team. So what do you make of Utah State tonight, Joe? Where are they at?
Yeah, it's a contrast in styles, right? I mean, Air Force averaging 336 rushing yards per game, wants to run and dictate the tempo in this matchup. But Utah State played well against New Mexico on that Friday night. I thought they moved the football with Andrew Peasley. He's a mobile guy. They actually threw for three touchdowns in that game. I mean, they're only averaging 138 passing yards per game heading into this matchup, but they still have a speed advantage on the perimeter. Now, I'm going to take the 13.5 points with the Aggies playing at home in this ball game. I know the more disciplined defense is Air Force, but give me the speed team. I just think they're playing with house money. They got the monkey off their back last week with the home win over New Mexico. And now as a big underdog, I think they keep it within the number tonight.
Cam, they dismissed Jason Shelley from the football team, who was struggling anyways. Mm-hmm. I like how the coach, too. It's like, I don't know, coach. You probably would have been better off saying nothing. The coach's statement was, he didn't do anything illegal. He's a good kid.
But, he didn't do anything illegal. So he did something. It's like, so okay.
Why'd you kick him off the team? Because he won't say Cam. Like, they won't say, why is he off the team? It's not normal. Like, you kick the quarterback off. What happened? Well, he didn't do anything illegal. He's a great kid. He's a great kid. I don't know. I think it's Mormon stuff. Probably had sex.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah. Just a case of Pepsi. Smoked a Marlboro. All the things you don't have to do, Cam. I'm just saying.
If it's not illegal, it's not shoplifting. Like, what I agree with you. It's probably something to do with the faith. I've always wondered that too. You get down on sex, but you can have 13 wives. Like, I don't really understand the correlation between all those things. It's kind of weird.
You don't have to be a Mormon to play for the team.
Correct.
But you've got to adhere to the guidelines on campus. Like, you guys remember the kid at BYU, the basketball player, what's his name, Brandon Davies, really good player. The poor kid got suspended because he had sex. Like, he had to confess Like, he had to admit to the AD, I'm sorry, I had sex with my girlfriend.
And he should be commended. Guy's a college kid. He's having sex. Good for him. You're punishing the guy for doing something. The guy's raging hormones, man. Should be having more sex.
Shut up. You don't go to BYU then.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, BYU yes. Then. I understand. If you like sex, don't be a cougar.
There's no tobacco. There's no drugs. There's no cigarettes. There's no soda. There's no sex. You know the rules going in. Reese couldn't go.
Jason Shelley actually got the victory as the starting quarterback over Utah, guys. Over Justin Herbert a couple of years ago. That's his claim to fame.
Yes.
And he played terrible in the early part of the year. So I think it's actually an upgrade the way Peasley's been playing over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I'm taking the underdog. Cam, we're taking the underdog. Come on, buddy.
Why not? Hey, I told you, we don't sit on the fence. I'll take a shot with Utah State. I'll tell you one thing, betting on Air Force, too. You talk about clean rides and horse racing. The way those methodical drives, any type of turnover or whatever, it takes them a long time to put points on the board there. They almost have to have a flawless performance. If Utah State scores, just the methodical nature of Air Force is a real problem when you have to cover huge numbers. I'd prefer them as a dog, not a big favorite.
All right, so speaking of huge numbers, BYU and Coastal Carolina should get some good numbers on television. You know what? Yep. Props to BYU for taking this game and props to Coastal Carolina for taking this game. And it won't move the needle for BYU. It's not putting them in the college football playoff. It can help improve their bowl status. But I'll tell you what, I'd like to see. So Ohio State, you guys are worried about your Big Ten schedule. I'd like to see, Cam and Joe, if BYU, honestly, if BYU called Ohio State out, Alabama out, Clemson out, Notre Dame out, they would all say, we're not playing you. We're not wasting our time. We have nothing to gain from playing you. So it's amazing. Like, the snobbery of college football, I hate it. I really do. I hate it. I almost want to boycott the playoffs. Like, suck it. I don't want to watch Clemson and Alabama for the 18th time again. All right? You know, Clemson will lose, Joe. Clemson will lose to Notre Dame again. It'll be excuses. Well, you know, it was a close game, and Trevor Lawrence wasn't there the first time. And I'm so sick of it, Joe. But pretty cool. BYU, Coastal Carolina, number opened up at 10, came down to 9.5. But BYU, 9.5-point road favorites at Coastal, Joe.
Yeah, I padded around 8, and I think, you know, the physicality of the offense and defensive lines, the senior quarterback in Zach Wilson, 26 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, but I think the travel and the short week will actually benefit Coastal Carolina here. Let's not forget CJ Maribel, that offense, averaging 222 rushing yards per game. They're converting 54% on third down conversions and defensively +8 in turnover margin. Grayson McCall, freshman quarterback, 20 touchdowns, 1 interception. Give me the 9.5 points. I like that teal field. I think it should be played on primetime. ABC, BYU, Coastal. Give me the 9.5 points, baby. I think they can strike the upset Saturday night.
It is. And they've.
It's a lot of points.
What is the official start time? What is the official start?
5:30 Eastern, 2:30 Pacific. Yeah, 5:30.
Yeah. So it's 5:30, yeah. Because it's kind of, yeah, it's strange. I guess you know what it is? They don't want to cut into the Alabama-LSU game later, I guess they figure, right? Let's get this done, even though the Alabama-LSU game, 29-point point spread. Really?
Yeah. So exactly. I'd rather watch BYU post.
College game day going. It's crazy, Cam, because I've been bigging up BYU all year. And now I'm like, damn, man, Coastal Carolina's getting this many points on their home field.
I was thinking the same thing, guys. I was thinking, wow, BYU might kill them. But the more I think about it, I'm like, that's too many points. Coastal Carolina's program is so improved. That almost getting 10 points as a home dog. Like, BYU, they're good, but not 10 points on the road good against Coastal Carolina. And I told you, Gabe, every time we're 4-0 betting teams that are either roosters or chickens or cocks. So we will take the Chanticleers and make it 5-0, baby. Let's go. Roosters are a friend of mine.
I'm going to hold on. I got to evaluate this more. I
got to let it salivate. He's got to let it marinate a little bit.
Let it simmer.
Let it simmer. Yeah, we still have 48 hours. We still have 48 hours to kick off.
I'll add one more thing to the mix. You know, BYU it usually struggles with speed teams, right? This team is more traditional.
Hold on, Joe.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the raging redhead, Cam Stewart, who is already like, oh, God. Like, so what's the deal? Washington have hit 8 threes all year, and they open up the game with a bunch of threes.
Yeah, I just didn't expect them to be up 7. I'm not panicking yet. I'm not going to pull a Cohen game, but they are minus 7. I was hoping we'd be up 7, not down 7. But lots of time left. It's a basketball game. Just not happy with the start. That's all.
Yeah, well, you're not going to like this either. Louisiana Tech are up 7-0 too.
Yeah, but I do have good news. We're inside the 20. North Texas is driving. So
right,
how about
are.
a little mean
right
green? Let's go. Yeah, exactly.
Damn right we
let's
are.
Rock.
Let's go. Denton, Texas, baby. Let's get it.
You damn right.
All right. We're talking college football with Joe Lease. He was talking about BYU and Coastal Carolina. Just for the record, guys. So, yeah, Liberty, for people tuning in or unaware of the how this unfolded, Liberty were supposed to play. Supposed to be Liberty versus Coastal Carolina, but Liberty's got COVID and Liberty lost a game. So it's not as desperate for them. Because I guarantee you, if they were undefeated, Hugh Freeze would be there. Right?
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
Like, we lost the game. Like, so speaking of which, Joe, I said earlier in the week, but I was just kidding around. I said earlier in the week as a Michigan fan, we should just say that we have COVID. We can't play you. We can't play Ohio State. And I'm sorry, safety comes first. And then screw them so they can't be eligible for the Big Ten championship game. But the thing is, now it looks like it actually might happen. And I would take it like a man because I would admit we'd lose 62-10. All right. So I'm not but I do believe that if we can play, we show up and we take a beating. All right. I do believe in it. But it's pretty crazy stuff. And now, of course, the accusations are coming. So Kirk Herbstreit even, huh? We talked about
it.
Herbstreit, shut up. You know, oh, I'm Mr. Neutral. You're not neutral. What are you squawking about now, Herbie? You're not neutral, Lisey. He's not neutral. No, he's squawking. He apologizes. Because Herbie's like, oh, man, I knew Michigan would do this.
He's terrible. He's definitely not neutral. Kirk Herbstreit leads Ohio State. Ryan Day, all Urban does is he coaches them up. And Urban, I know the mentality. Come on. I mean, he's announcing primetime games. He's the head of College Game Day. He calls out the arch rival Michigan Wolverines. And now he's on Twitter and Instagram apologizing, saying he should have thought better. He knew exactly what he was saying when he made those comments about Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. I don't want to hear it, Herbie. It's getting old at this point.
Yeah, you know
Michigan
what?
They had a new test today, Gabe, too. Like, this thing's getting real. Like, it's just not a couple of guys. I think it's 12. So, getting that thing under control. Yeah, you said it, man. I don't know what's going to happen, but, hey, tough luck to Ohio State if they can't play.
They're talking about waiving the rule about 6.
Really?
Yeah, they'll waive the rule. They'll just put him in. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But Yeah. I don't know. Like, and you know, everybody talks about, everybody always talks about BYU schedule, Joe. Well, let's talk about Ohio State schedule. Honestly, what has Ohio State done this year, Cam? They're 4-0.
Beat Indiana. That's about it.
Right, they beat a Penn State team by 13, and everybody smokes besides Michigan.
Yep.
Struggled with Penn State. Or you beat Rutgers. Like honestly, like if you look at Joe, like if you look at Ohio State's body of work and you take away their name, there's no way in hell they're in the top four in the playoffs, bro, right now.
No way. And how about that defense? Michael Penix lit them up for 300 passing yards, two touchdowns, huge chunk plays against that secondary. And I said it right then and there. And when we did in-game live, if Ohio State played Alabama, Clemson, or even Notre Dame when they played Indiana, they would lose by double digits from a defensive perspective. I'm sorry. I just didn't think that they look focused. They look disciplined. And if they're on the outside looking in this year, I don't have a problem with it. Everybody is looking at their body of work from 2019 when they challenged Trevor Lawrence in the college football playoff. And 2019 is in the rearview mirror. It's 2020, and they need to step up, especially on the defensive side of the ball, guys.
All right, so, but what do you think, Cam? With all that being stated, I'm not telling people Ohio State's not good. I'm just stating that it's a precarious situation that they're in. Yet, I really wouldn't want to be Michigan State, only because Ohio State, they know they need to murder teams. Like, they're not playing a lot of games. If Ohio State struggles as 23.5-point favorites with Michigan State, the committee's going to take notice. Committee's going to take notice of this. Like, they have to make it easier on the committee by killing people. So it puts Michigan State in a tough spot. What do you think? 23.5 points.
I got to tell you, listen, when you're watching Michigan State Northwestern, you know, Lombardi does some dumb things, but he throws a good long ball. As Lisi brought up, what's Ohio State's weakness? It's their secondary. That's one thing they did. Like, Indiana picked these guys apart the way I pick apart chicken wings. Michigan State showed a lot of gumption in that game against Northwestern. Their defense showed up, too. It's a lot of points. Listen, Ohio State, I got to be honest with you, I'd probably lean with Michigan State. I think Ohio State might win by, like, 17. I'm not sure if they're going to cover 23.5 points. I know that's a little bit crazy, but, you know, the Sparty's playing a little bit better.
What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, I was on Michigan State last week. I think it's a bad matchup in the sense that Michigan State doesn't have speed on the perimeter at the wide receiver position the way Indiana did. And Michigan State will need to play a perfect game to keep it within the number. Let's not forget Ohio State dominated last year, rushed for over 200 yards in the horseshoe with Dobbins. Think it's the same type of atmosphere. I do feel they cover this number, but I won't be taking it. It's not one of my better plays for the weekend.
So the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, of course, are in the playoff mix. Question is, let me ask you, Joe, if Notre Dame loses a close one to Clemson, do they still get into the playoffs in the ACC Conference Championship game?
I think they do at this point. I think if Notre Dame loses by 7 or less, they're still in the college football playoff in terms of the top four teams. When you look at the road win against North Carolina, solid quality win, that goes and carries a lot of weight for me. So as long as they lose by 7 or less to Trevor Lawrence on a neutral field, I think you got to keep him in there.
33.5 points, Cam, in that football game. The Irish, minus 30, but Syracuse are bad, like real bad.
Syracuse are horrible. Like, they're horrible. Like, they covered against Boston College, and you watch that game, like, it was, you're watching going, something's fishy here. Like, it was just stupid. Like, I'll tell you how bad. Syracuse is awful. I can't believe it, too. Dino Babers had that program rolling a couple years ago. Remember when they're battling teams? Like, all of a sudden, it's just a train wreck. They've had injuries at the quarterback position, but I can tell you one thing. I don't want to lay 33.5 with Notre Dame. Sorry. Syracuse sucks, but it's a lot of points. I'm going to pass.
I just bring this game up because they're undefeated. You know, we've got big time teams here. So Florida at Tennessee. Florida controls their own destiny right now, Joe. They win this football game. They're in the SEC Conference Championship. Florida at Tennessee. What do you make of this one? Any upset alert here at all?
I don't think so. I just don't like where the program is for Tennessee and Jeremy Pruitt. That secondary got lit up over the past four games. Kyle Trask, Heisman Trophy frontrunner. I think they dominate this matchup. I also like the over in terms of 61.5. It's a high total, but Florida needs to have style points at least to solidify that spot should they knock off Alabama or play very well in the SEC championship game. So I think it's Florida minus the 17 over the 61.5. Don't like the defensive side of the ball for Tennessee entering this matchup.
Cam, if you took away the school colors and the team names, if I just said who are these two teams, and it's incredible, they are the same team, they are the same program, they have the same record, everything. Tennessee and Michigan are the same.
Oh yeah.
Tennessee's they really hard. Are. Here's like, Tennessee, 2-5. Every year, though, yep. Right? Oh, no. Tennessee's got a lot of talent, man. A lot of talent. This year, oh, they're back. They're turning around. But listen, Michigan, I think Michigan are some, you know, they're both a mess. But yep. Tennessee, they just don't get on track. Bad quarterback play all the time. Getting 17.5, though, Ken, against the Florida Gators.
I think I'm with Lisi on this one. I just think the Gators just might kick the living crap out of these guys. Tennessee game, remember the Auburn game? They came out to a 10-0 lead and didn't score another point after their first two drives. Like, this team's they're a train wreck. And I agree with you. They're not consistent. The defense stinks. Trask will do anything he wants to do in that game. It's hard to cover a number like that on the road. But I think Florida probably wins that game by 28 points. A touchdown a quarter sounds good to me.
All right, so speaking of the SEC, let's get to this. This is a big game here. Texas A&M at Auburn. And, you know, I kind of sympathize with the Aggies being in the same division as the Tide, Joe, right? Yep. Yeah, that's just, it is what it is, man. You got the West is best when it comes to the SEC. They've got to deal with it. But I got to give credit to Jimbo Fisher. Like I said, I thought how he handled the Florida State exit was classless. I thought, you know what? These guys are paying him and treating him like he's Saban and he's Dabo Sweeney. He's won before, but let's give him credit. They built a hell of a football team this year. But what about Auburn bouncing back after the beatdown last week against Alabama? Auburn's always a much better home team. Bo Nix is much better at home. Malzahn, all of them. Malzahn's on the hot seat. What do you make of this football game, Joe?
Yeah, I lean to Auburn in this matchup. Auburn dominated this game in College Station last year. I know everybody's raving about the Texas A&M defense, the way they played against LSU and TJ Finley, but I still think the secondary could be exposed. I look at the Auburn wide receivers, Williams, Stove, and Schwartz. They have the speed to challenge them over the top. Up until about two games ago, Texas A&M allowed every quarterback to complete 70% completion percentage. I know Kellen Mond on the road is better this year. Still don't trust him in terms of a big spot. I like Auburn, but I actually love the over in this matchup.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenci. We're kicking it with Cam Stewart and Joe Lisi right now. Dr. David Chow takes the night off this evening since there's no NFL game. And I'm very disappointed in the doctor, to be honest with you, because I was going to throw at him. I was going to ask him about the shoulder of the defensive back on Air Force tonight.
Hey, I do have some good news. North Texas just scored again. We're up 14-7. Yes, that's awesome.
Hey, damn right they are. Denton, Texas, baby. 14-7, right. North Texas, the Mean Green, getting it done. Don't they play, Joe, the FCF's championship game in the stadium?
They do, yeah. That's the
division three.
Yeah.
One of them.
Well, they play
one
a few. North Texas they play at, but they also play in the Texas Bowl. They play there, too, as well, where they have the Texas Bowl.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. The Texas Bowl. Can't forget about the Texas Bowl. All right, Cam. All right, Cam. Yep. 29-25 Utes, buddy. 29-25.
I know. I didn't want to. That one, I was just going to save that one for
Cincinnati.
You. Yeah, I got a K. I don't care if we have guests today. If we win every damn bet, it's going to be the best game time decisions ever. I just want to wrap up when Lisey's in. We're all going to win some money together, and we're going to have a great time this week. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's the holiday season. I'll tell you something, Joe. Me and Morenci have been there before. There's nothing worse than getting absolutely smoked before Christmas. Sorry, honey. Yeah, you like your stocking? It's a little bit light this year. That's the thing, man. I want to get good gifts for everybody.
Honey. What's the deal with that, actually? What's the deal with that? I was going to say, Cam's got the point. And I've been there. Listen, we've been around. We'll get to that. But, they're the hardest games in the world to bet on. College bowl betting is one of the toughest things in all of sports to bet on.
It's
you're
a
flipping
nightmare.
A coin. You're rolling the dice. And now in the COVID world, dear God. And honestly, what's the point of playing in a bowl game if you don't get to do all the stupid things and go surfing and get the gift bags and go dancing with the girls? And like, last night they all in Hawaii, you know, they go to the fire and the beach and stuff.
I
don't get
like
to
that.
Do that now. What's the point of the damn bowl game? Like, there's no fun. Right. You're just going to play a game in an empty stadium. But ESPN is going to make sure these bowl games get on TV. So, guys, what's the date today? It's like December the 3rd, I think, right?
Bowl games got to start like a few weeks, right? Don't they?
16 days. First bowl game in 16 days.
That's what I was going to say. 2 weeks. Oh, my God.
I don't know about that. They just canceled the Las Vegas Bowl.
The Sun Bowl. The Pinstripe
Bowl got canceled. Sun Bowl got canceled yesterday.
Guys, are we really playing the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl at Toyota Stadium?
That sounds – I love it. The Tropical Smoothie Bowl? What? Anyway, so far to this point, guys, just to confirm, right, Lisi, 9 bowl games have been canceled after the Sun Bowl, correct?
Yeah, it might be 10. Nuts. I think 10. The Las Vegas Bowl canceled too, so that's another one that's on the outs. That's one of the better ones that we've seen. Pac-12, Mountain West Conference games. I mean, we saw some thrillers in recent years. So I'm just devastated about the rolling hills of Texas El Paso on December 31st. Not to watch that game at around 2:30 Eastern is a killer.
Yeah, you know what?
I've always liked the Sun Bowl.
When I used to be a hardcore drunk in my younger partying days, that was the official start of the New Year's Eve party.
Exactly.
You're right. That's a perfect time to start drinking.
It was acceptable.
2:30 in the afternoon.
It was like, it's New Year's Eve and the Sun Bowl's on. Bam, crack it. Like you said, you got some bad Pac-12 team in there all the time.
You said it, Morenci. Too bad the Sun Bowl's not there because I am a piss tank and I would have started partying with that game still as we speak.
With our luck, we'll probably be on.
Hey, you guys want to do what bowl game's on? The Poinsettia Bowl? That will be there.
You know what? All kidding aside, I'm looking at this, and this is where politics come into play here, where you need to look what state is the bowl in. Let's just be real. They ain't playing any bowl game in San Francisco, I'll tell you that. They ain't playing that Farm Bowl or whatever out there. Like, you know what I mean? There's like a bunch of games. It's like, nah, that's not happening. But that's what I'm talking about. Like the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl, Toyota Stadium, Frisco, Texas. I think that's the one that got the championship game in too. I'm confused. That's Texas. Yeah. They're not canceling any bowl game in Texas.
No. Hear what they say, though. Rose Bowl, no fans there. That story's today. California's in a lockdown. You see the 49ers got to play in Arizona. Like, this is going to suck, man. Like, really? Yeah. A Rose Bowl without fans? That's just...
We need to start our own bowl. The Orange Julius, you know, Capital One Bowl.
I love Orange Julius. I'm down with that. Yeah, the Dairy Queen Bowl or something. I'm in.
Yeah, 230K to start a franchise, guys.
The Raging Redhead Bowl.
Raging Redhead Bowl. We can do something. KFC, there's got to be something out there. Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do with these bowl games. Good point, Morenci. You really are they really starting in 16 days though? Like they're going to get there.
It doesn't even cost a lot of money to become a sponsor of these bowl games now, right?
Yeah.
But like Barstool tried, and they got shut down. But Portnoy's got a ton of money, so he's like, you know what? Let's just have a Barstool Bowl. And the problem is ESPN own every bowl game. And they're like, we're not going to do it. And in the old days, me and Cam, we used to be with a company that tried to get the International Bowl, the Score, the Score app. Yeah. Now it used to be a television network. And years ago, me and Cam were on a network, and me and Cam were the ambassadors, Joe, to the International Bowl. The
International Bowl. Right? We went to Florida.
Yeah, we were on the field and the cock and the center gill. Yeah, yeah. Like we were like, we were talking to the We had
giving away prizes.
Wherever we wanted. Like, we were like VIPs, right? So it's like for the International Bowl. But then we're like, you know what? We're gonna take the International Bowl over. We're gonna name it after us and everything. And the International Bowl agreed. It wasn't even that much money, bro. It was like 50K for like 5 years or something.
That's it?
It wasn't even that a lot. It was like 25K a year or something. You know, it was like 100K for 4 years. I don't know. It wasn't a lot in that standard. But it got shut down by ESPN because they said, we're not airing a game of another. You know what I mean? Like, ESPN's not going to say it for 4 hours. Welcome back to the Barstool Sports Bowl. Well, that's at home, right? Look at them. They don't have a choice. They got to plug me because I bought the right. Right? Look at Portnoy, dude. Great. He bidded like $10 million or something. Something stupid. Like $2 million to eat dinner with Roger Goodell. Because Goodell hates him and got him arrested once. So he bid the dinner and he won.
He won. Yeah, but because he was arrested. He was arrested.
Goodell said, fine print. Yeah, you can't be. I'm not meeting any felons.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
Oh, Joe, you should have seen us too. When we were at the International Bowl, we didn't have, it was actually like a hierarchy. Me and Gabe got wasted with the guys that are like the Music City Bowl, like all the lower grade bowls. That was our crew. Like, you see all the guys in the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl. They got like ladies and stuff.
We're the national championship. Sam Bradford versus Tim Tebow. Big game. Oklahoma, Florida, the Orange Bowl.
Right.
But so we were the delegates for the International Bowl. So not a gala. It was basically just drinks in a room type thing, right? But like Cam said, so we all have our passes, our badges, right? So you got your laminate, me and Cam, International Bowl, right? And, you know, you got other guys. And like Cam said, like the Orange Bowl and Sugar Bowl guys, dude, they were at like richer tables. Like Cam said, it was us, the Liberty Bowl. You know, the Charlotte Belt Bowl guys, we're all getting hammered at the bar together. We're all talking
great crew.
They're all like, God, that Sugar Bowl guy's a jerk, right? We were like the lower tier bowl. Remember Isaiah Thomas?
Awesome.
He's got like three ladies on his arm. Isaiah, we're like, man, it's Isaiah Thomas is here.
What a day. What a night.
Yeah, that was one of the days, right? I had a lot of fun until the game started, but that's another story. That's
That was wicked.
Yeah, I did. A lot of fun in Miami until the game. Until about halftime of the game, things took a turn for the worse. A lot worse.
It did.
a lot worse. All right, so how about this, guys? Let's go rapid fire through the rest of the games here. How about San Jose? Old Spartan, still undefeated, Lisey.
I love
that game got canceled last weekend. It was supposed to be the primetime game on CBS.
What luck for San Jose State, Cam. Like, God bless them, huh? Dude, they have a perfect season going. They're playing at Boise. They're screwed. Sorry, canceled.
It's exactly.
Like, he's not remade up, and now we're back on track. They might go undefeated. San Jose State win this game in Hawaii?
Yeah, why not? I mean, Hawaii's good, but they're not elite, and they certainly don't have the type of offensive firepower to just challenge San Jose State. If San Jose State scores first, I think they can win this ball game convincingly. Better quarterback play with Nick Starkle, and I like to see it on the perimeter. That defense is very opportunistic. I think they can win this game against Hawaii.
I like San Jose here, Cam. I think they beat
them. Me too. I'm happy for that school. They used to be losers for so long. It's like, it's nice. It's what you say, Gabe. You never see these guys succeed. That's the one thing about COVID. Like, you got success stories like San Jose State Spartans. Like, when have they been relevant? It's awesome.
It's great. that the fact that they skipped the Boise game, you can't like get any better if you're
exactly.
We're 4-0, but we got to go to Boise in the cold. Hey, the game's canceled. Yeah. Now we're going to Hawaii. Perfect. It's like, no, even better. Perfect. Let's go. Like, I mean,
that's awesome.
But you know, I was in the area recently, and there's a lot of talent in that area. If you look, Ken, sort of a little resurgence going on. San Jose State Spartans, San Francisco Dons. You know, some of these lower tier teams, St. Mary's have been good. Like Fresno State have shown some spark. There's a lot of high school talent in that Bay Area, the Santa Clara area, San Mateo, all that stuff out there.
Yep.
So, yeah, nice to see it start to come. I like this Starkel kid, Joe, as you said. Kid's got a lot of heart. Bama and LSU. I think Bama, like, I know Bama and Clemson are supposed to be that close thing. Bama seemed to be way better than everybody, guys. Like, they're damn good, Bama.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, but I'm taking LSU, guys. This is one of my better bets of the weekend. I'm taking the 29.5. For me, it's very hard to play back-to-back rivalry games. Think they could slow down the tempo. Keep in mind, LSU last two games, they're holding opposing offenses to 2-26 on third down conversions. No Terrence Marshall, no problem. Alabama clearly wins, but give me the 29.5 at home in Death Valley.
All right, Joe, so before we get you out of here, what about the NFL this week? Anything catch your eye? Me and Joe Lisi will be on Sunday afternoon at 1 Eastern.
Nothing yet, guys. I'm going to have the picks on Friday night. Once I do the college, then I go to the pro. Nothing yet, but I'll definitely have a couple of overs for in-game.
That's Lisi's system, huh? You get the college work done first before, you don't split it up, huh?
I like to get it all done and then out of the way, and then I turn my attention, clear mind, and I go contrarian. You know that, Gabe. I like to see where all the money is in the NFL and then go the opposite way.
Correct.
Well, I'm expecting you to like the Jets by 10. Jets by 10. Adam Gase takes responsibility today, says it's his fault Sam Darnold's not getting better. Oh. Game time decision.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. One of the biggest challenges that I have, and I've confused myself, which isn't hard to do, but I've confused myself on a couple of occasions over the last couple of days, Cam, thinking that I was on the college football screen, and I'm like looking and I'm seeing college basketball or vice versa. Like I kept scrolling for like the BYU Coastal Carolina game, and I couldn't find it because I was on the college basketball page.
Exactly.
I saw this game. I'm like Indiana, whatever. I'm not on the football monitor. I gotta switch and go back. So just to clarify, we have UConn and USC coming up. Yeah. UConn and USC. Tough game, fun game. Tell you what, the Enfield's done a nice job with his USC program so far this year. He's a good recruiter. You know, he's kind of been underachiever there for all the money he makes. But He's got that Evan Mobley dude, bro. This guy's amazing. This big 7-footer, the Mobley brothers. There's two of them. They got the Mobley brothers there. It's a case, you know. You got UConn, USC here. I don't know. Everyone seemed that. I guess the hipsters like UConn. You're the hipster. You're 2-0. You're hipster guys.
I like hipster plays.
I'm taking USC +3. Small play, Trojans +3.
Hey, we've been buddies today. We're on Mean Green. We're on Utah. Why don't you join the hipsters with UConn? UConn's still got a good program, and they seem to be getting better every year. But you're right, Gabe. USC has taken a step up. By no stretch is this an easy game as well. The line's like -1. It's right there, almost a pick 'em. I like UConn in a very tight game, maybe to grind out a 4 or 5 point win. I'm taking the Huskies, but this is a very difficult game. But I wish we were on the same side, but I've already bet UConn, so I can't change now.
You got to believe, as you stated, I really would be surprised if any team ever gets up by like 106 points. I think this is going to be like the games we were watching yesterday.
It's like the Seton Hall game. Seton Hall, Rhode Island, all over again, grinding.
Rhode Island finally broke their back late and won by six.
Yeah, exactly.
K-State under. Remember, we gave the under 149.5. You know what?
Yep, it was a good night
last
night.
I'm going to go over, too. USC plus the three. The total is 136.5. Do I love it? No, but we're here to bet. Well, we're going to jump in. I'm going to put more on the MLS game. We're going to get into it with Cam's corner kicks. But give me the Trojans and the over.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.